And it takes a lot of conversation and a lot of patience.
And understanding the goals. I mean, people have goals in their day-to-day work job. They don't realize the impact of having a goal for the family, for your relationship, and how that drives your future actions or the actions you're working for.
Welcome to the My Future Business Show, where we get you in front of your best audience and keep you there. Not only are we interviewing the biggest names in business to help you become even more successful, we're inviting you to book your spot on the show to help you grow your business. So at the end of the call, make sure you fill in the interview application form at myfuturebusiness.com/interviews. Hi, and welcome to today's episode of the My Future Business Show. My name's Rick Nusky. I'm the luckiest man in the world. I always say because I have some amazing people on the line with me. Today, I have Sonji and Stephen Millett. How are you guys?
We're doing wonderful.
We are well. We are doing fantastic.
It's we great. Are
Yes, you certainly are. And talking about that, we were just speaking about the Blisstopia University logo, which I absolutely adore. It's got some wonderful colors in it. And we're going to be talking about relationship building, aren't we, guys?
Yes, yes, yes.
Yes, we will.
But before, we have a lot of experience doing that.
Oh, well, that's exactly why we're here today. I wonder, you know, being a married man myself, you often find that there can be struggles in life. And, you know, I think in many parts, the wider world seems to paint a picture of what a relationship is supposed to be like. Now, before we jump into that, the nuts and bolts of the call, love to learn a little bit more about you guys, where you're located, and how you came to be where you're doing what you're doing today.
Well, we are in Wisconsin, Milwaukee, Wisconsin area. And we saw, well, one, we've had our own struggles, but we saw so many other people struggling in relationships. And since we've been married 11 plus honeymoon blissful years,
wonderful,
we thought we would share with people what our secrets are and what it is that makes us so happy and enjoying life. And they too can enjoy it too.
Fantastic.
Yes, I am Stephen's fourth wife. We refer to me as number last.
Beautiful, beautiful. And you know, this is a key point, I think. Many times, I think you have to go through the ups and downs in life's journey to actually appreciate the truth behind what a relationship finally looks like. Would you agree with that?
I would say that's been the route I've taken. Absolutely. It's worked for me.
Yeah.
He says, swinging for the fence.
And so how did you come to the point that you recognized that you wanted to create Blisstopia? Where was the genesis of all of this?
Well, it came out of the word bliss because we feel like we live bliss in our everyday life, and we wanted to educate others. Our definition of bliss is the ability to love and be loved and have abundance in complete forgiveness and without judgment.
Absolutely.
I usually like to say that twice because it's a mouthful. The ability to love and be loved, have abundance, in complete forgiveness, and without judgment.
Yeah, it seems like you're in a very good place. I can just feel it. I can just see it in you guys' eyes, and it's just beautiful, I have to say. I was reading some of the bio information, Stephen, and it talked about talking straight, damn it. What is that all about?
Well, Talking Straight is the title of our book. That's available on Amazon, and it's about changing limiting negative beliefs that we hold in our mind and changing them into positive powerful actions to create the bliss in your life that you want and deserve.
Right, and obviously this is something that you wrote together.
Yes, it is.
Right, and I love talking with authors because there's a path behind it leading up to this moment in time where you finally have that hardcover book in your hands in this case. How did you feel, guys, when you finally got to that point, hey, I've done it?
Wow, that was an experience because although, you know, we'd been together for at least 8 years, 9 years at that time, as we were writing it, I was learning a lot about him. So, he would say, oh, I had this experience. I'm like, now that I think about it, so did I, or not quite, those types of things. So it really gave us an opportunity to get to know one another and becoming best-selling first-time authors was just wow.
Yeah. Amazing. I can, you know, it's a wonderful approach, because I've not actually even heard of a couple coming together as co-authors of a book for relationships. I've not heard of it. Maybe it's happened before. So that's something a little bit unique and nice to have, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Well, what we like to say is that we offer the male and female perspective. And in fairness to couples, it gives each the opportunity to feel like their side was expressed.
Yes, yes. Now, where did you start? We have to talk about this. How do you put pen to paper on something like this? Was it born from an argument?
Well, he was actually writing another book, which we are going to finish in the next 6 months or less. He wants less. But it was his autobiography. Our friends would always say that he needed to write a book because, I mean, as you read in our biography, that it's got a lot of passion and power and overcoming of what he went through. But while he was writing that, we realized that what the world needs is a book to help them find what we have. A lot of people don't have that role model, don't have someone they can talk to or give them ideas on how to get it. That's like the question, the number one question on everyone's mind is, you know, how do I ignite this thing? How do I ignite my marriage?
Right. And oftentimes they see us together and when they first see us, sometimes they question, is it real? But mm-hmm. then they see us again, then they say, is it real? Then they see us again and say, it must be. It would be pretty hard to fake this continually.
Do you think, you know, as a husband, myself with children, you know, and external, I guess, factors, you know, you look around the world and you have access to so much media and so much hype and perceptions about what life should look like from a relationship perspective. A lot of these things come across as unreal. And certainly not achievable. What would you say about, you know, the media's impact on relationships today?
Wow, that's an excellent question. The media oftentimes distorts what a relationship really looks like in a 30-minute episode or one-hour drama.
Yep.
Understanding that relationships take time and they take work. But life doesn't have to be a drudge. Life, in my opinion, should be fun. And if you're in a relationship, you should have fun in that relationship. And so planning to have fun in your relationship is probably a good starting point, because most people that I've talked to, they just kind of figure a relationship, oh, well, we'll do the best we can and we'll kind of make things do. But you can literally plan to have your fun. You can plan to have an exciting relationship. You can plan to have romance in your relationship.
Yeah. What is it you always say, babe? Plan your fun because your troubles will schedule themselves.
That's wonderful. I'm sitting here thinking there's so many places we could take this, because it's such an expansive topic. It really is. There's no one, I guess, one book that can contain every single aspect, hence the reason for another book, I suspect. What's the difference between, I guess, the man's role and the woman's role in a relationship?
Wow, that's a good one. I personally believe that depends on the couple, how you want to do it. I think that if you communicate your desires, mm-hmm. have goals as a couple, you can then develop what works for you. We say, let me help you find your bliss, because your bliss and my bliss are two different things. You may not want to have a wonderful man who travels the world, who sings your praises all the time. You may just want a guy who takes out the trash.
Yep.
So you have to decide what is good enough for you and then work towards it. So there are historical roles, but today's society, I mean, you got men staying home, taking care of the children, women who are the breadwinners. You've got a whole variety. You've got it just changes. It evolves.
And so what it really comes down to, and not being gender specific, mm-hmm. but agreement specific. Mm-hmm. You have to come to an agreement with your spouse as to what
you can do, what they can do, what you can achieve together.
What you expect.
And understanding what you expect from each other and have a little grace. Sometimes we don't always hit the mark that we aim for, but it boils down to agreement. A lot of times we stereotype. That's one thing I like about the millennials, is that a lot of the terminology and traditional roles are just kind of blending and merging, and we're just people learning how to get along with each other and love each other.
Yeah, that's great insight, isn't it? You know, and I used to be a corporate type of guy, always flying around the place, never home. And my wife loves her career. And so we made that decision. And, you know, now I'm the person that stays at home and does this wonderful show, and she goes off and earns the majority of the money. And that's a fabulous thing, you know, and you're exactly right. Forget the gender. Look at the role, isn't it? So
yes,
when we wake up in the morning, do you guys have a routine? And what does your day look like together?
Well, we have a ritual. We get up at all different times, but when we're fortunate enough to be in the bed together, when we both wake up, is we like to listen to a meditation together. And then we go into what we call pillow talk. And we talk about whatever's on our minds, starting our day. We say our affirmations together. We tell each other how much we love each other and how beautiful you are and how successful you will be today, and how we will continue to live in this life of bliss. So we start off with the expectation that our life is good and will continue to be good. And we're going to do everything in our power to make that continue.
Yeah. In our book, we have a chapter where we talk about and give an example of our pillow talk. So people can see an actual conversation. People hear the word pillow talk, but they think of maybe, you know, the sexy side of pillow talk.
Yes.
But it's really just connecting in the moment, in the morning, before the world takes us in our different directions and things happen and we come back and I need a Snickers.
it's a different level of intimacy, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
The pillow talk. Now, I suspect you work with a lot of different couples at different stages in their relationships. Is there a point in time where a relationship is too far gone and it can't be recovered? And if so, how do you work with couples like that?
Well, what we try to look at is what the people want. And is it feasible within the bounds of that relationship for that to happen? And so anything is possible, but it takes two to make this thing work. And you have to have two people that are willing. So I don't think there's anything that's really beyond repair. But with that said, many people are not willing to do the work, accept their responsibility in how they help create it. You know, one of the things we love about one of the authors we read, Jack Canfield, in Success Principles, he said you have to be 100% responsible for everything that shows up in your life. And so that, for me, has been monumental in my life, because no matter how it came out, I had a role in it. I may not be totally in control of what happened, but the decisions I made, I have to be responsible for whatever shows up in my life. And when you take that type of responsibility for your relationship and your spouse takes that as well, you have the ingredients to make something wonderful happen.
And we also try to help people just find bliss in where they are. So if you've got a spouse that is not willing to work and the thing may be ending, we help you come to terms with that and still learn from it, self-correct for the next time, and find bliss and happiness where you are.
See, it seems to me that there's this educational path, isn't there? And if that be the case, just like you would go to school or college or wherever it is that you get your education from, would this be something that singles prior to coming into relationships could learn from?
This is absolutely one of our target audiences.
Right.
Are people that want to get in a relationship and people that are coming out of a relationship and still have a desire to one day get back into a relationship, there are things you can do. There's a lot of prep work. You got to be working on yourself. One of the things we tell single people, when you start dating somebody, just look and see if they're working on themselves. If they're not working on themselves, you might want to take a pass on that one.
It's plenty to choose from, isn't there?
Absolutely.
And what would be some of the indicators when you're looking at a potential partner? What would you say to look for?
Well, I would say look for someone who is your intellectual equal, someone that you can have a real conversation mm-hmm. with, because, you know, I mean, oftentimes the beginning of a relationship, you know, is passionate. There's a lot of sex. There's just a lot of, oh, I can't wait to see that person. Mm-hmm. And, but, you know, not that you want that to ever die, but there has to be something in between that. There has to be a conversation. There has to be your hopes and dreams expressed, their hopes and dreams expressed. And one of the biggest problems we see in relationships is that people approach it from a scarcity model. If she gets what she wants, there won't be enough for me.
Yeah. We believe in the and model, that I can have what I want and he can have what he wants. We also talk to people about creating that list for everyone, you know, what to look for. You have to have certain things that are non-negotiables. So you need to identify those up front. And if you hit one of them, time to move on. But some of the other things that you'd like to have, the nice to haves, you may negotiate those. But most people enter a relationship and they don't know what it is they want.
Yeah.
They don't know what they've been attracting and didn't really want. So we help talk them through taking an in-depth look at what they're really desiring.
Yeah, and I look back over time to my grandparents, and I've always said about them with my wife is that I want to be like them. They were the first couple, and they stayed together until the end. My grandfather's passed on, bless his soul. But that was a model. There was a model there that it seems to have eroded, and I think what Talking Straight, Damn It, and the Blisstopia University is doing is bringing that back. It's such a wonderful thing you're doing. I'd love to talk about how people can work with you on the Blisstopia University and talk them through what this is all about.
Wonderful. We just actually launched a new course, and the name of the course is Igniting Your Sexy, Mastering Intimacy.
Right.
And so that's something that people can sign up. It's a 6 weeks class. We have 6 different topics we're covering, and it also involves having conversations with us and a one-on-one coaching session. So what we do is we discuss a topic, like communication is one of our topics, and then we give homework and we have accountability. And that's what's so powerful with working with a life coach, or as in our case, relationship bliss coaches. Mm-hmm. We can be there with you through email or text on a daily basis when things don't go the way you think they should be going, and to help hold you accountable to affirmations or goals that you have set. And that actually accelerates your progress to getting to that bliss that you want.
Yes, thank you so much for sharing. I'm sitting here thinking to myself, despite the fact that we'd love the world to be ideal and our relationships to be perfect every day, this one little word called conflict occasionally comes up. What would you say to couples that are fighting fairly often? What are some of the triggers that they should be looking for, and what are some of the, I guess, the resolves?
I like to back up on that question just a little bit first. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Is that when someone is looking to get into a relationship, that is a key skill, conflict resolution.
Right.
So when people are so entrenched in I'm right, she's wrong, I'm doing more than the other person is doing, and you have to take a step back and gratitude and appreciation can change the whole dynamic. Because when you're entrenched in that bitterness and that frustration that oftentimes shows itself in hostility. Every time you interact, you end up in an argument. And understanding that that person loves you and you love them. And one of the things in communication that we talk about, we get from Stephen Covey, seek to understand before you get understood. Understand what it is they want, why it is they feel that way, and what is it that we can do together to alleviate that.
Let me give an example of this.
Thank you.
I am a recovering addict when it comes to keeping my house neat. If you put down a bag, I'm moving it. I want it to be model ready every minute of the time is what I used to want. Mm-hmm, but one day, you know, in noticing the conflict that it was causing in the family, and my husband said to me, why do we have to live in a museum? And he was trying to seek to understand me. And I stepped back and I thought, well, it's because I always wanted my house ready for my mother to arrive. Oh. I always wanted to have her approval of the way my house looked, even though she probably only came once a year. It just had to be mama ready.
Yeah.
And when I realized that I didn't need that approval anymore, being 50 plus years, then it just broke. And the next day, the very next day, when I came to that understanding, it just became like a weight being lifted from me, and the house, the calm set all over the house. So understanding is what we want to make sure that people have, and being able to communicate that understanding. But nobody had ever asked me, why does it need to be that way? And he did.
And that speaks to a key point out of our book, is identifying those limiting negative beliefs. Why do we do what we do? You know, there was something said or decision made a long time ago that we're operating on, and it may not necessarily be serving us today.
Yes, that's just such a, you know, they're lifelong experiences that you're going through. I wonder, as a parent, life used to be a lot easier until God's gift of children came along. And they can often be the source of much arguments. What do you say to couples with children often being the source, apparently, of arguments?
Boy, we have a lot on that one.
We are a blended family. When I met Sanjay, I had three daughters, and she had a son and a daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And they were in that preteen tween age.
Oh.
And that was an opportunity for us to grow.
Yeah.
And understanding each other's parenting style, and understand what the goal is we want to accomplish. And it's not just do it because I said it and that's the way we've always done it, mm-hmm. you know, from my parents' house. Understand what's necessary to achieve the results that we really want. Mm-hmm. And it takes a lot of conversation and a lot of patience.
And understanding the goals. I mean, people have goals in their day-to-day work job. They don't realize the impact of having a goal for the family, or your relationship, and how that drives your future actions or the actions you're working for. We just said that, you know, right now while we've got the kids, we want to do what's best for the kids. If it means sacrificing a little bit during that time period, putting our money into them, making sure that we're there at every event. He was there at every event. Because they'll remember what you were there for, not what you gave them later on. But that's what we had to do, was to set those goals and understand and step back and say, okay, does this serve our end goal? What is the outcome of this thing I'm doing? And I didn't get it right all the time, and mm-hmm. we made mistakes, but we always went back and reflected.
One of the things that really, really helped us was dinner time. When we had dinner time, we'd all sit down, but we agreed to turn the television off. Conversation.
Imagine and that.
It was like pulling teeth, you know, at first.
put that smart device down or the TV off. That would be hard.
And over time, it became a really pleasant thing, because oftentimes we finish eating, we remain sitting there talking for 15 minutes extra. And it really gave us an opportunity to learn about each other and to grow together.
Yeah, and that comes back to our initial conversation about all the external media sources and all of that sort of stuff. Now, when people want to access both your book and Blisstopia University, where are they going to find you?
They will find us at myblisstopia.com. That's www.myblisstopia.com.
Thank you so much, guys. I'm sitting here thinking to myself, wow, I could spend another couple of hours talking on this. I know that people need to get their hands on your book if they're wanting to work on their relationships, make it blissful. And when we go to the Blisstopia.com website, you will take them through some sort of an onboarding process. How does that side work?
So they'll sign up for a free consultation mm-hmm. through our services portion of our website. Yep. And then we will contact them. And because it's better, of course, to have a conversation to understand what they're looking to achieve. And then we will customize a plan that works for them.
Well, fantastic. Look, everybody who's on the call today, as I normally do, I'll make the links back to blisstopia.com available below the post and everywhere else that you will find this call. Sonji, Stephen, thank you so very much for spending some time with me on the My Future Business Show today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for joining us today. If you enjoyed the call, then make sure to subscribe, leave a comment, share us with your friends, and book your spot on the show at myfuturebusiness.com/interviews. And if you're looking for solutions that will help grow your business, then visit myfuturebusiness.com/shop.